The following program contains moments of exceptional sophistry. Be warned and be cool.
You like potato and I like patata. You like tomato and I like tomato. Potato, patata, tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Does anyone say potato? I mean, really, who says that? Name one person who says potato. You can't, because no one says it. No one on earth says potato.
Wonderful world. Now, is he talking about this world or some other world? Was Joey Ramone into string theory? Don't know. Probably a little late to find out. It's not too late for weird sounds inside the gold mine. Good evening, this is Mike Gold. And once again, we're going to make fun of your eardrums by giving you all kinds of kick-ass rock and blues. We've got, Irma Thomas and Jim Carroll and Tears for Fears and Maria Muldaur and, Cab Calloway, Mumford & Sons, Florence and the Machine, Ruth Brown, Tilbert McClinton, and what the hell is Frank Zappa doing with Van Morrison? You will find out anon right here on GetThePointRadio.com, the best pop culture channel throughout the mighty swamplands. Is anybody here paranoid?
It's really good to be here tonight in Philadelphia. I was walking down the street today, and this big policeman came up to me, and he said to me, "Excuse me, is your name Ray Davies?" Hey. I said, "What's your name?" Back to my place, feeling woozy, feeling scared.
standing cameras everywhere. Stop! Hold on! Are you going to stay in control? Is anybody here paranoid? Girl, I want you here with me, but I'm really not as cool as I'd like to be. There's a rat under my bed, and there's a little green man in my head, and there's a true blue inside of me that keeps stopping me, wanting your love and your having it. Anybody here take medication? Doctor, doctor, help me please. I know you'll understand. There's a time device inside of me, the self-destruction lane. There's a red under my bed, and there's a little green man in my head. Do you know what he said? You're not going crazy, you're just a bit sad, cause there's a man in you, knowing you're tearing the extra tube. Paranoia, the destroyer.
Yeah.
Boys and girls, that was indeed Van Morrison teaming up with Frank Zappa for Dead Girls of London. I wonder if that Dr. Pepper werewolf had anything to do with that. Frank and Van were preceded by The Man Who Counts to Four and his band, and yes, they covered Louie Louie. Everybody does that eventually. Next time you're in an elevator, listen for Mantovani's version. The Ooh before that with Melancholia. Yeah, of course that's from The Who's Sell Out. It's from the special expanded edition. Came out a few years ago with all the stuff that they could find around that time, actually. But there's some really good stuff there. Peter Tosh preceded The Ooh with Chuck Berry's unbelievably classic Johnny B. Goode. You know, Chuck's coming out with, like, his last album later on this year, and he'll have his last tour, and now Aretha Franklin just announced she's doing the same thing, and Eric Clapton's just about to begin on his last tour. Man, if you folks haven't seen these people, if you haven't heard their music live, this may be your last opportunity, as opposed to The Ooh, who's been on a farewell tour since Dinosaurs Roamed the Earth. We open the set with, of course, The Kinks, Destroyer, something of a sequel to Lola, but absolutely vital to our frame of mind today. What have you got up your sleeve? You're about to find out. You better believe it in 12.
Allow me to introduce myself. I'm the Invisible Man.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio.
And you dealt me in. I was told
called Big Ray. Worked at a juke joint just down the way. When he heard a shuffle like this, he would stop and bop to this. He did the Big Ray Bop. He did the Big Ray Bop. Once you do it, you can't stop. Everybody's doing the Big Ray Bop. Kept a pretty woman by his side. The money you'll see, but that gun he'll hide. Had nice cars and smoked weed a lot. But when the shuffle came on, he would stop and do the Big Ray Bop. He did the Big Ray Bop. Once you do it, you can't stop. Everybody's doing the Big Ray Bop. A friend in need. Knew 1,000 gangsters, but only one cop. But when the shovel came on, he would stop and do the Big Ray Bop. He did the Big Ray Bop. Once you do it, you can't stop. Everybody's doing the Big Ray Bop. Place to be. Cheap liquor and lies were sold nightly. Everybody knew that was Big Ray's spot. And when the shovel came on, they would stop and do the Big Ray Bop. They did the Big Ray Bop. Once you do it, you can't stop. Everybody's doing the Big Ray Bop. Dance is easy, not that hard to do. Shake your shoulders with attitude. Lean back and make your fingers pop. Ha, then you're doing Big Ray Bop. You're doing the Big Ray Bop. You're doing the Big Ray Bop. Once you do it, you can't stop. Everybody's doing the Big Ray Bop.
Should I let myself go in his direction? Is his love strong enough for my heart's protection? I don't know. But he loves me so good till I think I should. Oh, oh. If I gave him my heart, would he refuse it? Would he tear it apart or tenderly use it? Too much. Could a heart so right be led so wrong? If his love is weak, would it last this long?
My mushrooms are sniffing glue. I still jones for you. I gave up meat, I just have salad. No swinging jazz, it's only ballads. Nothing salty and nothing sweet. I skip it all from milk to wheat. I got a trainer and a diet guy. Sprouts and protein shakes, that's all I buy. I jog in the park all day, that's what I do. While I'm still Jones for you. Thank you. salad, no swinging jazz. It's only ballads, nothing salty and nothing sweet. I skip it all from milk to wheat. I got a trainer and a diet guy. Sprouts and protein shakes, that's all I buy. I jog in the park all day, that's what I do. But I'm still Jones, boy.
Well, you look familiar. But that's right, I asked you over tonight, didn't I?
Yes, you did. But I want to know if you're stay on the level. I want to know if y'all be playing the devil.
Take my word, baby, it's a fact. Life's too short to worry about that.
Well, I want to know if y'all gonna treat me right. I want to know if you'll dream of me at night.
Take my word, baby, it's a fact. Life's too short to worry about that. You really seem to have lots of fun, so why keep asking if I'm going to run? You're in my arms and I hold you tight. Keep your mind on your work and you'll turn out all right.
Well, I want to know if the things you say are true.
Yeah, you want to know if I'm going to marry you.
Well,
well, take my word, baby. It's a fact. Life's too short to worry about that. I like good music, don't you?
Oh, yes. I listen to the radio often.
You know, you can do just about anything to music.
What do you mean?
Well, come on over here.
Well, I don't know. I hardly know you. I'd like to know a little bit more about you.
Yeah, you can find out a little bit more.
Oh, my.
What was your name? You really seem to have lots of fun, so why keep asking if I'm going to run? Going nowhere when you're in my arms and I hold you tight. Keep your mind on your work and you'll turn out all right.
But I want to know if the things you say are true.
Oh no, you want to know if I'm going to marry you? Did I ever say that?
Well,
take my word, baby, it's fact. Life's too short to worry about that.
Life's too short to worry about that.
Yeah, come on, baby, you know I love you. If I was ever to leave you, it'd be a wacky day on the planet Earth. Birds couldn't fly, fish couldn't swim, and elephants would levitate. When elephants roost in bamboo trees, I'll say I'm through with you. Have no more to do with you.
Don't leave me in the lurch waiting out for church.
When elephants roost in bamboo trees, I'll say my last goodbye. When it applies to breathe aside. When elephants roost in bamboo trees.
When the moon turns green, bananas grow. Up in the Arctic, strangest sight you'll ever see. Polar bears in the tropics, when elephants roost in bamboo trees. There'll be no lover's dream. I'll end my every scheme when elephants roost in bamboo trees.
Wow, an elephant would sound like this. Up in a tree he'd go. Scoop dooby dooby beep boop bop bop scoop loop dee doo doo dee doo. Little monkey down on the floor, he'd be looking up and going, scoop-a-doo, 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 scoop-a-doo.
Tell me I am source of your knock-up. The mud elephant wading through the sea leaves no tracks. Words to live by, and that's just what Maria Muldaur did. Her medley of two, Life's Too Short, and When Elephants Roost in Bamboo Trees. That doesn't sound like safe roosting to me, but what do I know? I'm not an elephant. Maria will be back. Liberty McClinton from his newest, Jones. For you. You know what that's like. Miss Ruth Brown, I Don't Know. Before Ruth, everybody's favorite blues playing bus driver, Toronzo Cannon, Big Ray Bop. We started the whole thing off with Dion DiMucci from his latest album, and a killer record it is. That was Aces Up Your Sleeve. We're going to get a little uncanny on your ass, but first we're going to find out what the hell I am.
Mike, go!
But you don't understand, Osgood!
I'm a man. Well, nobody's perfect.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio.
Started drinking the Kool-Aid, we were taking the bait. We were talking the big talk, never playing it safe. Looking good as Jane Fonda on a Vietnam tank. Can't get something for nothing, have to energize your base. But she was young enough, she was blonde enough, she was about a perfect ten. Had millions of admirers, but not one single friend. And it's a little uncanny what she managed to do. Become a symbol for a pain she never knew. You know old Ronnie Reagan, he was a shoe salesman's son. He got himself in the movies, but he impressed everyone. He thought trial by fire was America's fate. Made a joke of the poor people, and that made him a saint. But he was tan enough, he was rich enough, he was handsome like John Wayne. And there was no one at the country club who didn't feel the same. But it's a little uncanny what he managed to do. Got me to read those Russian authors through and through. I miss Christopher Hitchens, I miss Oliver Sacks. I miss poor Robin Williams. I miss Sylvia Plath. Every morning's a desert. Every night is a flood. They say a party can kill you, but sometimes I wish it would. But I'll get strong enough, I'll be man enough to keep myself in check. 'Cause all my friends that flew to town said that's what they expect. But it's a little uncanny what they managed to do. Made me admit to things I knew were never true.
Yeah. and it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time, didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my dear?
Stricken, but still I'm a-sticking to the things I know to be facts. One dead feathers and the next day chicken, while I'm picking my yakety axe. Everybody says that I never will get far, keeping out of work by picking this guitar, living on a shoestring, putting off things like a shave and a haircut. Money don't matter as long as I scatter a little bit of happiness around. If people keep a-grinning, I figure I'm a-winning with my good old yakety sound. City folks go around turning up their noses and counting their greenbacks and smelling their roses, but I wouldn't trade my yakety axe even for a T-bone. I'm confessing I never took a lesson. All my notes are a matter of guessing, hoping they'll come out in some kind of manner that'll make a yakety sound. So if you're in the mood and your feet start tapping and you feel laid back and your hands start clapping, then I'll have done what I wanted to from way back here, digging my yakety axe. Now, up here.
Bothers me. Surprise. When I'm flying first class and some guy from coach comes up and takes his shit in our bathroom, you know? Don't you hate that? I say, get back to your filthy coach toilet with the tampon sticking out of the commode. And don't be coming up here and trying to upgrade your feces. Your super saver feces. Well, I think most people know by now, caviar feces smell much nicer than bologna sandwich feces. It's unfortunate you don't like to tell people the truth. You don't want to point out class distinctions, but it's true. It's a function of socioeconomics. It's called the fecal differential. It has to do with diet as it relates to income. The lower the income, the worse the diet, the more disgusting the feces. And the same thing applies to farts. And the worst farts of all, the most horrendous farts in the whole travel experience, can be found in the economy section of any plane coming in from the third world. It is fucking torture back there, folks. Underdeveloped country farts. Those people have farts that could kill cancer. The kind of fart that comes in handy if you have something that needs welding. The kind of fart that if you let one go at home, 30 minutes later, your plants are all yellow. The kind of fart that after 2 or 3 days, you realize there are no more birds in your neighborhood. A fart that would eat the stitching out of Levi's. Can I get away with one more fart joke here? The kind of fart whereby the Centers for Disease Control declares your pants a level 5 biohazard. And what happens is, in these third world flights, in the economy section, about an hour after the meal service, they quite often have these life-threatening fart emergencies. The FAA calls them TFIs, toxic flatulence incidents. The airlines call them code browns. Just as a hospital has a code blue, airlines have code brown, code brown. If you ever hear that, do not inhale. You are in a code brown. And the worst place to be is in the last three rows. Because what happens is these planes get flying so fast that all the most vicious, lethal, volatile, flammable, unstable farts get pushed toward the back of the airplane where they begin to build up pressure. And they build and they build and they build until they reach critical fart density, CFD, and they continue to build throughout the flight until finally some kid turns on a Game Boy and boom, the whole back end of the plane blows off. And you know who gets blamed? Osama bin Laden. Terrorists get blamed for these explosions that are nothing more than cabbage fart detonations. And the FBI doesn't know. FBI doesn't know what to do. They're looking for explosives. They should be looking for minute traces of rice and bok choy. These are the kind of thoughts that kept me out of the really good schools and prevented me from moving swiftly up the corporate ladder. Because I was always complaining about something, you know? Always finding fault.
the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me. Stand by me.
Rock and roll standard, Stand By Me, that was by Florence and the Machine. Before that, the greatest, or at least one of the greatest, fuck you records ever written. That was the Beatles' Only a Northern Song. That was one of the tracks they had to record because they owed Northern Songs Publishing a certain number of songs. They wanted to get out from under it. They did. Ultimately, that catalog was sold to Michael Jackson. And speaking of fuck you, before the Beatles, we had George Carlin, The Fecal Differential, which is our song track title of the week, folks, even if it's not really a song. Before George, Chet and Mark, Chet Atkins, Mark Knopfler, Yakety X. You see, there was this track called Yakety Sax. This is Yakety X. Okay, before that, live Mumford & Sons, Little Lion Man. And we opened with Connor Oberst. He's a little uncanny, a little rock and roll. Last couple of weeks, we've been playing a couple of different versions of Shout. You know, the one that goes a little bit louder now, a little bit louder now. You know, Shout. This week, We're not going to. But that does not mean we're not going to shout. We're going to shout our brains out in 13.
Mike, go!
So they call me concentration can be odd.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
I'm talking to you, come on.
and Joe in a small room about 2x4. In this room they was thick as thieves. You could hardly tell that he's from the sheets. And when the band began to play, I could hear them say, oh, shout you cats, do it, stop it, step you rats, shake a shimmy, break a leg, grab your gal and knock on dead. Oh, do that thing. Hey, hey, everybody sang. They got so good they threw away their hats. I could hear them holler, shout you cats. Then came a cop about 4:30. I thought for sure we was booked to go. He said everybody fall in line. They kept on dancing, paid him no mind. The great big fella about 6 foot tall grabbed the cop and clammed him up against the wall. The cop said, buddy, everything's okay. Listen to what I say. Oh, shout you cats, do it, stomp it, step you rats, shake a shimmy, break a leg, grab your gal and knock them dead. Oh, come on and do that thing. Hey, hey, everybody sang. They got so good they threw away their hats. I can hear them holler, shout you cats. But up and dirty, up and dirty, yeah. But up and dirty, up and dirty, yeah. But up and dirty, up and dirty, yeah. So good they threw away their hats. I could hear them holler, shout you cats. They got so good they threw away their hats. I could hear them holler, shout you cats.
Thank you. just begun. We're all over here and having fun. Joe's all alone and he wants to be kissed. But Mary's in a corner and she's doing a twist. So let's shout. Song like a runaround zoo. Whoa, let's do a dance that we all can do. I turn that jukebox up mighty loud and let's liven up this crazy crowd. Come on, shout,
shout, knock some out. Come on, yell, yell, loud and swell. You gotta scream, scream. You know what I mean.
On Saturday night now, we're having a time, so let's shout.
Shout, and knock yourself out, come on, yell, yell. Loud and swell, you gotta scream, scream, you know what I mean. Put another dime in the wrecking machine.
Hey, do the fly with our hands in the sky. Yeah, wow. Foot stomping, baby, just the you and I. School was out about a quarter to three. And we're having fun, now it's plain to see. So let's shout.
Shout, and knock yourself out, come on, yell, yell.
Thank you. trembling by your side. Up in the eerie waters of paradise, and then one day you walked out. Now I have nothing to do but shout.
Brains out as promised from the top. Tears for Fears, Shout. Maria Muldaur came back to implore our cats to shout. My cats do not. They do not shout. They claw. The great Cab Calloway followed with Shout Shout. And the great Ernie Maresca followed with Shout Shout, Knock Yourself Out. And if you're wondering why Ernie referenced Runaround Sue, Dion's arguably biggest hit, that's because he wrote it with Dion. And we close the set with The Shout. Yeah, Pete Townsend. Next set opens up with a classic in necro rock. But first, we gotta go home.
Mike, go!
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
There's no place like
home. Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
A bottle of wine. Bobby got leukemia, 14 years old. He looked like 65 when he died. He was a friend of mine. Those are people who died, died. 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 They're all my friends that just died.
Cheever and Georgie let the gimmicks go rotten, so they died of hepatitis in Upper Manhattan. Sly in Vietnam, bullet in the head. Drano on the night that he was wet. There were two more friends of mine. Two more friends that died.
Those are people who died, died. Those are people who died, died. Those are people who died. Those are people who died, died. They were all my friends and they died.
Mary took a drive out from a hotel room. Bobby hung himself from a cell in the tubes. Judy jumped in front of a subway train. Got split in the jugular vein. And Eddie, I miss you more than all the others. And I salute you, brother.
Those are people who died, died.
rage was just some goof. But Herbie sure gave Tony some bitchin' proof. And Herbie said, Tony, can you fly? But Tony couldn't fly. Tony died.
Those are people who died, died. Those are people who died, died. Those are people who died, died. Those are people who died, died. And they're all my friends, and they died.
Brian got busted on a narco rap. He beat the rap by ratting on some bikers. He said, hey, I know it's dangerous, but it sure beats Rikers. But the next day, he got offed by the very same biker.
always looked like you were having such fun. You always were and you always will be the taller and the prettier one. People seem to love you, they gravitate towards you. That's why I started to hate you so much and I just completely ignored you. It's not just a song, I intend to put these words into action. I hope that it sums up the way that I feel to your satisfaction.
We'll be right back. listening to your finger. You wanna take her with you to the heartland of the winter. Take her with you to the heartland of the winter.
They said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress. Papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. Soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. And she turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Tangled up in blue. I had a job in the Great North Woods, working as a cook for a spell. But I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a bee employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind.
just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. Later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said, Timmy, don't I know your name? I murdered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Trying to love in blue. She lit a burner on the stove and offered me a pray. I thought you'd never say hello. She said, you look like a silent type. She opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul for me to you. Basement down the stairs. There was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. And he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. Somehow, all the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. Don't know how it all got started, I don't know what they're doing with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, ahead for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view.
Favorite Dylan tunes, Bob Got All Tangled Up in Blue. Cream decided to try to make some sense out of James Joyce. They failed in that regard, but it's a great tune nonetheless. Tales of Brave Ulysses. Before that, we popped off with Lily Allen. She went back to the start for Lily. Yeah, the Ooh, I Just Can't Stay Away From Them. That was their version of Fire, and we opened with the Jim Carroll Band, People Who Died. You bet we've got time for the big babble this week, and it is literally impossible to avoid noting the train wreck that is our asshole in chief, and I do mean train wreck. As of this recording, which is about 24 hours before you could first hear this, we've had massive investigations launched into Mr. Trump's staff. They're doing all kinds of illegal things, according to the investigators. It's only been 3 weeks, dude. 3 weeks. It seems like it's been a year. Certainly he must have blown through that first 100 days, right? No, he hasn't. And he hasn't done too well with the courts either. They think that his immigration ban against Middle Eastern Muslims of 7 nations is illegal. Well, geez, everybody's been telling them that. I'll tell you, it's a rough time being an American watching our ship of state go down in flames. Your miles may vary. At Mike Gold, we'll be back at it next week. Yup, same batshit time, same batshit channel, right here on GetThePointRadio.com. We remain, as always, Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. We are so lucky because we're going home with Miss Irma Thomas. This has been an Arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
You bet my sweet ass.
Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. Get the-